Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Friends, we hope you're ready for a hard lesson. Oh wait, it's a soft lesson. We're talking about lithium.
Lithium is a very soft metal, as we learned in our lesson yesterday. We also learned that it has a nickname, white gold. That's because it is so useful for so many different things.
That is true. We see it all the time in lithium batteries in our devices and on a larger scale in the power systems that give us energy in our homes.
We're going to learn more about lithium in our article today. So let's get right into our first reading.
The magic of lithium. Lithium's uses go far beyond electronics and manufacturing. In psychiatry, it is highly effective for long-term management of bipolar disorder. Research shows that lithium affects the central nervous system, releasing chemicals such as serotonin, the feel-good chemical, which helps regulate moods and emotions.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 psychiatry 这个名词，意思是精神医学或是精神病学。来看个例句。Modern psychiatry combines medical science with therapy to improve mental health. 现代精神医学将医学与治疗结合以改善心理健康。它的形容词是 psychiatric, 是指精神疾病的、精神医学的。譬如 psychiatric disorders such as anxiety and bipolar disorder affect millions of people worldwide.像焦虑症和躁郁症这样的精神疾病影响着全球数百万人。名词是 psychiatrist, 就是指精神科医师。譬如 A psychiatrist often works with psychologists and counselors to create treatment plans. 精神科医师常与心理学家和咨商师合作制定治疗计划。
All right, we've talked about technology and how the metal lithium can help create some amazing things. Let's talk about using lithium in a very different way now.
We're talking about using lithium in manufacturing. Friends, manufacturing is the process of making goods in a large amount. This usually happens in factories.
All right, for example, Taiwan is famous for its high-quality electronics manufacturing. So we talked a lot about that before, but lithium's uses go far beyond manufacturing or electronics. It can even be used in psychiatry.
That's right. We learn here it is highly effective for long-term management of bipolar disorder. Long-term, friends, means that something continues for a long period of time.
All right. For example, eating healthy has long-term benefits for your body and mind. You won't just feel good for an hour after eating good foods. It helps you over the long term.
Let's talk about another term that we saw in this sentence, friends, and that's bipolar disorder. This is a mental health condition with extreme mood changes between highs and lows.
For example, a doctor might help a patient manage their bipolar disorder with therapy.
What we learned in our article here, though, is that lithium can actually help people with bipolar disorder. We see here that it's highly effective for long-term management of this condition. Research shows that lithium affects the central nervous system, releasing chemicals such as serotonin, the feel-good chemical, which helps regulate mood and emotion.
Okay, let's talk about one of those words. It's that word regulate. If you're regulating something, you're controlling it or adjusting it so it works properly or is at the right level.
Let's use regulate in some examples, friends. First of all, we can say the body uses hormones to regulate temperature. Something else that we use to regulate temperature would be an air conditioner. We use an air conditioner to regulate the temperature of the room.
Okay, and bipolar disorder is an important thing to regulate. People shift between being really happy and really sad or angry without any warning, really. And that has to do with those chemicals in the brain.
Right, and it sounds like lithium can help regulate those chemicals in the brain so that people can live better lives.
All right, we have more to learn about what lithium can do for us. Let's go on to our next reading.
The magic of lithium. In addition, several studies have documented findings showing that lithium in drinking water lowers rates of suicide and even crime rates. A study in Japan linked lithium in water supplies with lower depression rates and less violence among adolescents. Lithium also holds good news for the world's aging population. Recent research suggests that low doses of the white gold can help the brain age well with lower incidences of dementia and cognitive decline.
Decline这个名词意思是下降或是衰退，譬如 There has been a steady decline in wildlife populations due to habitat loss. 由于栖息地的消失，野生动物的数量持续减少。Decline如果当动词的时候，除了指下降以外呢，也指拒绝。譬如 For weeks, Emily had been declining Daniel's invitations, always finding polite excuses because she didn't want to go on a date with him. 几个星期以来，Emily一直拒绝Daniel的邀约，总是找些推脱之词，因为她不想和他约会。 再来学一个跟decline类似意思的片语 Go downhill 意思呢是每况愈下或是走下坡譬如 The movie started well with an exciting plot and great acting But it went downhill after the first half when the story became predictable 这部电影一开始很精彩情节扣人心弦演技也很棒但下半场开始走下坡故事发展都在意料之中
So we've learned that lithium can help out with your brain chemicals, making you feel more happy and stable. Let's keep talking about that.
We learn about another use for lithium in this next section, friends. In addition, several studies have documented findings showing that lithium in drinking water lowers rates of suicide and even crime rates.
Okay, so this has been documented. This means it's been recorded or maybe proven with evidence. We often use this word when we're talking about research that has been shown to do something.
Let's use that word documented in a sentence. The scientist's discovery was well documented in the report.
Okay, so lithium has been documented to do this. It sounds like maybe city governments would need to add some lithium to the city's water supply.
It does sound like that. We see an example here in our article. A study in Japan linked lithium in water supplies with lower depression rates and less violence among adolescents.
Okay, among adolescents. Who are these people? Well, we're talking about teenagers. These are young people between young childhood and full adulthood.
For example, many adolescents spend too much time on their phones. That could be said about a lot of different ages of people these days.
Absolutely. And these issues we're talking about, I do think, are especially a problem in Japan. It's interesting that they are researching this and trying to fix the problem.
For sure. We talk about another issue here in our next example. Lithium also holds good news for the world's aging population. Recent research suggests that low doses of the white gold can help the brain age well, with lower incidences of dementia and cognitive decline.
Okay, now we're talking about a problem that is definitely significant for this group of people, older people. We want to reduce incidences of dementia. Incidences here just means cases or events of something happening.
Here's an example. The teacher noticed more incidences of bullying this year. From this example, the meaning is that bullying is happening more often. There are more cases of it.
All right, here we're talking about cases of dementia, though. This is something a lot of older people will face. Anne-Marie, what does it mean?
Well, Garrett, dementia is a disease that causes memory loss and confusion, and often this is a condition that happens in older people.
Absolutely. Here's a sentence with it. Tom's grandfather was diagnosed with dementia last year. You might be familiar with the specific disease Alzheimer's disease. That is just one kind of dementia.
That's right. We also saw something in this section that I wanted to talk about, friends, and we see here that you can take lithium in low doses. When we see this word doses, we're often talking about some type of medication or some type of supplement. So what it sounds like is that older people can take lithium as a supplement and it will reduce their chance of getting dementia.
Right, in just low doses. You're not taking a giant chunk of it and just chewing on it. Well, here is another great use for this, but as we talk about more and more of these, I feel like the amount of lithium we need is just going up.
It does sound like that, doesn't it? It's something that we need for our devices, which people have more and more of. It's something we need for electric cars, and now we're hearing that we actually need it for health reasons as well.
Absolutely. Well, we have a bit more to learn, friends, but first, let's go and take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? One more turn. Bob once RSVP'd, maybe to a party, then turned up with a fog machine, disco lights, and a tray of nachos. The man doesn't do subtle. Let's talk about the phrase turn up. It has a few meanings depending on context. It can mean to arrive or appear. She turned up late to the meeting. Sometimes it's unexpected and sometimes it's Bob. It can also mean to increase volume or intensity. Turn up the music. Translation, it's party time. Now let's explore a few more turn phrases. Turn down means to lower the volume or reject something. Can you turn down the TV? He turned down the job offer. Turn into means to become something. The caterpillar turned into a butterfly, or that drizzle turned into a thunderstorm. Turn over a new leaf means to make a fresh start. After the break, she turned over a new leaf and studied harder. Take a turn for the worst. This is when something or someone suddenly gets worse. Bob's chili took a turn for the worse when he added marshmallows. So whether things are turning up, down, around, or strange, English has a phrase for it. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The magic of lithium. This element, found in small amounts in the diets of both animals and humans, may generally improve mental and physical health for everyone, depending on the environment Lithium occurs naturally in the groundwater, soil, and certain food. Drinking water in areas with high lithium levels provides an excellent source of this element. Greens like spinach, along with beans, potatoes, and root vegetables, as well as some nuts and seeds, are found to contain some levels of this extraordinary element. No matter where it turns up, lithium quietly works its magic, fueling our gadgets, lifting our moods, and shaping everyday life in unexpected ways.
Element, 意思是元素或是成分。譬如, trust is a key element in any lasting friendship. Without it, even the strongest bond can slowly fade. 信任是任何持久友谊的关键要素。没有它，即使最牢固的关系也会逐渐淡去。Element 的形容词是在字尾加 al. Elemental 的意思呢，就是基本的或是自然力的。来看个例句。 Fire, water, air, and earth are considered elemental forces that shape the natural world in countless ways. 火, 水, 空气与土地 被视为塑造自然界的基本力量。它们以无数种方式影响着万物。另外一个形容词是 elementary, 意思是基础的或是初步的。譬如, Forgetting to save your work is an elementary mistake that every computer user eventually learns from. 忘记存档是一个初级错误，每个电脑使用者最终都会从中学到教训。This wraps up today's Language Lab. Keep practicing and I'll see you again soon.
So we now know that eating or drinking low doses of lithium might be helpful. But where exactly do we find it? Let's talk about that.
Okay, we get right into it here, friends. This element, found in small amounts in the diets of both animals and humans, may generally improve mental and physical health for everyone. We see that word diet here, Garrett, and we're not talking about going on a diet.
No, those are related ideas. But the word diet here is just the kinds of food that a person usually eats. Everyone has some kind of diet, and sometimes you might want to change your diet too.
That's right. People with healthy diets often have more energy.
Okay, so we do have small amounts of this lithium in our diets that can improve all these things for us, and depending on the environment, lithium occurs naturally in the groundwater.
We have a few terms we want to take a look at in the first part of this sentence, friends. First, we see the phrase depending on something. This means influenced or decided by something.
Okay, for example, the trip may be canceled. That's depending on the weather.
I might go to the party tonight, depending on how tired I am. We see something else here, friends, and that's the word groundwater. Groundwater, of course, is water found in the ground, under the surface of the earth.
Absolutely. Farmers might use wells. Those bring up groundwater so they can use it to water their plants and their crops. Groundwater is a really important resource.
And we find out that lithium occurs naturally in some groundwater.
Not just groundwater, but also soil and certain food. Drinking water in areas with high lithium levels provides an excellent source of this element.
But if you live in an area that doesn't have a lot of lithium in the groundwater, don't worry, there's other ways you can get this. Greens like spinach, along with beans, potatoes, and root vegetables, as well as some nuts and seeds, are found to contain some levels of this extraordinary element.
Okay, before we talk about one of those words, I'm just thinking about all of those foods. It feels like all of them grow very close to the ground.
It does. It seems like the reason they might have lithium in them is because they have absorbed it, maybe from groundwater or something like that.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about one of those words. We're saying that lithium is extraordinary. That's one of those words that means something is very special or unusual.
Let's use extraordinary in a sentence. The rescue team showed extraordinary courage during the flood.
Okay, that word is always a positive word. It's like saying something is really great because you can't find it anywhere else.
That's right. Let's finish reading our lesson, friends. No matter where it turns up, lithium quietly works its magic, fueling our gadgets, lifting our moods, and shaping everyday life in unexpected ways.
Okay, well, we've learned a lot of amazing uses for lithium and things that it can do. We have mentioned a couple times, though, that lithium is important and can be hard to get. The amount of lithium we need in our society is a lot, and sometimes that can cause conflict.
And lithium seems to only appear in certain places in the world, correct?
Especially in large amounts. We see it might occur in some of these foods or some groundwater, but if you really want to use it to make big batteries and things like that, you're going to need to go to those places.
I can imagine, like with other metals or precious metals, this could cause some problems if certain people control where the lithium comes from.
And it already has. We'll have to keep our eyes on that. Friends, we're not quite done, but right now, it's time to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 depending on 这个片语，意思是取决于或依据，可以放在句首当作分词片语，以说明主句、动作或结果会随着某种条件或情况而改变，比直接用 it depends on 什么更有变化。Depending on 也可以放在句尾，语气会比较自然。例如 ，Prices vary depending on the season， 价格会随季节变动。另外一个用法类似的片语是 according to， 常用在引用资料或是引用权威。来看例句 ：According to the weather forecast， it will rain tomorrow。根据天气预报，明天会下雨。
Friends, we have learned a lot about lithium and its important uses in society. So before we go today, let's take a minute to answer our talk about it question. Which use of lithium do you feel is most helpful to the general population? Explain.
Well, some of the uses we talked about today for medicine and health do sound amazing, but that battery technology we've talked about has transformed many, many more people's lives and will continue to do so.
Yeah, that is interesting. I guess for me, I might say that the health implications of taking lithium as a supplement could be just as important as the lithium batteries we need for our devices. At the end of the day, devices are an extra thing in our lives. They're not necessarily something that we need, but health to me is really important. So it seems like the general public could really benefit from that.
Sure. I wonder if there are even more uses that we'll find in the future for lithium, as we are seeing so many in these 2 days of lessons.
Definitely. Friends, what do you think? How would you answer this talk about it question? Do you think one use of lithium is more useful to the general population? It's a great thing for you to talk about and think about in English. When you come back next time, we will have a brand new lesson for you, so make sure you come back for that. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.